This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Good Friday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. An Illinois Democrat is applauding President Joe Biden on his proposed plan to boost USDA with new funding in his budget. Representative Nikki Budzinski spoke on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. She says the president's budget highlights two areas that will help farmers and ranchers.
The first would be on conservation. I think the conservation practices that a lot of our farmers are actually practicing within central and southern Illinois, to see further investment in those types of practices. So I was really encouraged to see that the president included some additional funding for conservation. The second that I was really encouraged by in the president's budget for USDA specifically was around agricultural research. What you saw was actually the president acknowledging that this was a need that we have, further investment in research and innovation in the agricultural space in his budget. That's a top priority of mine, something that I'm hoping to see addressed in the Farm Bill as well.
Budzinski says Farm Bill conversations currently revolve around how Democrats and Republicans want to use or move around the Inflation Reduction Act dollars that were allocated to conservation programs. She says when she has met with House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson, she has stressed the importance of keeping the IRA funding as it was allocated.
So when talking about the Farm Bill, I'm working with my colleagues to make sure that we're protecting those conservation dollars in the Farm Bill. I think that's really important, and that's been some of the conversation that I've been having around with Chairman Thompson around those dollars and where they'll be spent. I think they should be spent for their intended purposes as it was legislated in the Inflation Reduction Act. And there's consistent support, I know, on the Democratic side to maintaining that.
Farm policy consultant Ferd Hefner says it would be a huge missed opportunity to not bring the IRA funding into the conservation title of the Farm Bill.
There's a win-win situation staring us all right in the face. Move the IRA into the Farm Bill, retain the climate mitigation guardrails, and voila, there is more money for climate mitigation conservation and more money for all other kinds of conservation practices too. By adding more money to the trough, the new IRA dollars free up Farm Bill funding to pay for non-IRA practices, too. Everybody wins.
Hefner says Republicans will not be able to get support from Democrats if they try to move the IRA to other Farm Bill titles.
If you're talking about moving IRA funding outside of the conservation title, I think that's pretty clearly a red line that Democrats have said they're not going to support.
RJ Carney with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture was also on this week's show and says he believes a farm bill could still pass this year, but time is running out.
This is going to be a main point of conversation, but is all hope lost? I don't think so. I know we're approaching March Madness here, and there's always going to be an opportunity for a Cinderella story, an upset of sorts. All indications it's going to be very difficult to get a farm bill passed and completed by 2024, but we may see.
You can watch this week's show on AgriPulse.com. Earlier this week, Tyson Foods announced it plans to shut down a pork production facility in Perry, Iowa. The facility's 1,300 employees currently process 8,000 head of hogs per day. Carl Setzer with Consys Ag Consulting tells Hoosier Ag Today, while the news is detrimental to the local economy, the overall pork industry will absorb the loss.
We're starting to see packers move their new facilities, ramping up some facilities, and of course, the shackle speed at some of these plants has been bumped up as well. We've seen some guidelines eased a little bit, some restrictions, so we can put hogs through a little quicker. And the other one that we're looking at is hogs are just a little bit heavier.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse update is brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more at curiousplot.agency.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.